When we come to the Holy Land, there's often the temptation to feel that it is without hope. And yet there is hope, as we saw in the lives of the Sisters of the Carmel and Bethlehem, whose foundress is to be canonized. A reminder to us that even in the midst of conflict, in a land of injustice and lacking peace, there is a place also where holiness can be found. We found it in the children of Gaza, with their determination to have an education for themselves so they could have a sense of self-dignity. We found it in the determination of their teachers to carry on and to do the best for their students. But there is also signs of disaster. A disaster that's not only the destruction of buildings, which is on a great scale, but the suffering that they represent, the horror of war. And one is left with the question, why? What are they hoping to achieve by such destruction of both buildings, but more importantly, of human lives? The destruction of people's livelihood and the traumatization that accompanies that. That is bound to have an effect upon people, and it's an effect that was going to take quite a while to heal wounds that have cut very deep into the lives of people. We also saw the people of the Kremazan Valley, who were living under the threat of losing their livelihood, with a wall built through their homelands, dividing the homelands from there where they live and from the villages of which they are part. We continue to act on behalf of those people, putting pressure on the governments, our own governments, in order to keep the Kremazan Valley a priority within their minds.